And he said, "Yes, it is, you funny little man." And he grabbed hold of me and he turned me around. He said, "You're beating me in my fest, you know." And I backed off and I kind of arrested Ted at a distance. He sort of did a silly walk-off. At the end of the bowing, I just sailed straight off the stage, you know? I jumped straight off the stage and I was out of the theatre before any of the audience. And I went off to this little pub that was never really used much by the company. And eventually I was found in there by Bernard Kelly, the director. And Bernard said, "Listen, Ken," he said, "don't come in tomorrow." He said, "I wanted tomorrow's rehearsal anyway." So he said, "Don't come in for the half. You know, it's like half hour before the thing starts." He said, "Just come in a few minutes before your entrance." He said, "And then get out fast before the band." he said, "I think Ted Webster does plan killing you." He said, where did you get that costume from? I said, Hugh. I said, Hugh sent it to me. He said this, and he said you need a lot more experience, he said, before you should ever wear any of those piss artist props. He was kind of loving me. He said, "I wore this," he said, "in Proven with Poison." He said, it does the rounds. He said, don't wear it tomorrow though. He said, "In fact, you know, don't wear it anymore in this production." He said, "But look after it." I said, "Listen, Bernard," I said, "is there any known technique, to stop an audience laughing?" He said, "Yeah, there is," he said. There was another worry as well, because the bishop's coming again. Which was really off, really, because the bishop coming a second night to a thriller. As the bishop used to come to the first night of everything. And then, if it was a comedy, then he would come every other night, except for Friday, when he ran the jazz club. Bishop Dudley's name was. And he'd lost the straps. He's a big alcoholic. And he'd lost the straps that hold down your crimson dicky, and the thing was right there, with kind of egg stains in. And he used to, well, of course, he used to play pocket billiards by the time. If it was a comedy, you see, he'd come on the first night, he'd come on his own, and then he'd learn where all the laughs were. And then on all the other nights, he'd always come with a couple of cubs with him. Scout movement with their comedy timing. Incidentally, Dudley Moore was not only one of his repertory cubs. Dudley Moore was named after him. Because Mrs. Moore was out with her little baby and hadn't named it, you know, it's nearly that day when you've got to have named it something. And she bumped into Bishop Dudley, and so that's why she called him Dudley. That's how it's called, Dudley. And if you think about Dudley Moore's comedy, he's not actually all that funny, but he has got incredibly good timing. And he's just kind of laughing himself. Dudley. Interesting. Anyway, yeah. I said, "Is there a technique, you know, to stop an audience laughing? You know, what the bishop and his cubs in now?" Bernard said, "There's only one surefire technique." He said,